High School Sports on KTNC, brought to you by Community Medical Center, Poppy Realty and Management, Southeast Nebraska Communications, Salem Grain, American Family Insurance, RENZA, Consolidated Grain and Barge, F&M Bank, Peru State College, El Camino Electric, Carmen City Supply, Frontier Bank, Farm Bureau Financial, Dins Country Meats, Johnson County Hospital, Armbruster Motor Company, and Midland Genetics.
Good evening, everyone, from Humboldt, Nebraska. It's time once again for high school basketball here on KTNC. Tonight, the Pawnee City Indians are in town to take on the HTRS Titans. Hi again, everybody. I'm Randy Gatula. Glad to have you along with us tonight here on KTNC for our games. I want to remind you, we also have a doubleheader going tonight over on our sister station, Sunny 101.3. John Nixon is at the Rowe Activity Center in Fall City, where the Sacred Heart Irish are hosting the Auburn Bulldogs, the girl-boy doubleheader. That girls' game set to tip off right at 6 o'clock. We're going to go a little bit early here tonight at Humboldt. Looks like we're going to get underway about 10 minutes early at this juncture. Let's move right to the starting lineups for our girls' varsity contest. First of all, for the Pawnee City Indians, Coach Tim Cluck will go with Emily Lytle. Lytle's a 5'7 senior. Mallory Brannick, a senior at 5'9". Maddie Osborne, a freshman at 5'8 in the starting lineup tonight. Madison Lytle is a 5'8 senior. And Cameron Ottersberg, a 5'6 sophomore, starting tonight for Pawnee City. The Indians are 1-11 on the season. Starting lineup for the homestanding HTRS Lady Titans. They're coached by Coach Skyler Kuhlman. He'll go with Laramie Gladar. Gladar, a 5'8 sophomore. Ashton Bredemeyer, a senior at 5'10. Avery Deerberger. Avery is a 5'7 junior. Lillian Bowen, 5'6 and a freshman. And Jaylee McNeely, a 5'5 junior. The Lady Titans are 2-12 on the season. So neither of these teams really have stellar records in terms of win and losses. The Titans at 2-12 and the Indians at 1-11. And I guess what that may shape up for us here as maybe a very competitive basketball game between these two varsity basketball teams. I want to remind all of our HTRS listeners that, weather permitting, we will have live coverage of the Titans again this coming Thursday night. HTRS will travel to Tecumseh to take on Johnson County Central. That will be a girl-boy doubleheader. I'll have that game over on our sister station, Sunny 101.3, so we hope you'll tune in for that. That is, provided we don't get snowed out, we'll have to watch that weather forecast. Also coming up this Thursday night, it'll be Conestoga at Fall City. John Nixon will have that on KTNC. And then, Pawnee City fans, we will have you hosting Sacred Heart on this coming Friday the 20th, and that game will be live on Sunny 101.3. I'll be calling that one for you. Right now, we're going to step aside for a 60-second timeout. We'll take a one-minute break and be back with the opening tip-off live from Humboldt. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on KTNC.
Hey, everyone. This is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Student-athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the court. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seeds and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil type. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win on the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And we welcome you back to HTRS High School. Girls varsity action about set to get underway. Avery Deerberger will step into the center circle for HTRS. She'll jump it up against Madison Lytle. The official checks with both benches here. We're ready to get underway. High school basketball on KTNC. The official steps into the center circle, and here's the tip. It'll be controlled by Pawnee City. Indians with the basketball to the right side baseline. Down in the corner with it goes Lytle. Back to the top of the key, clears it up. To the right elbow, Emily Lytle. Now Madison Lytle with the basketball. Off to Osborne on the left wing. In the paint, jump shot. Underneath the basket, up and good by Emily Lytle. Emily with the first 2 points of the ball game. Pawnee City on top, 2-0. Opening seconds here in Humboldt. Here's Avery Duerberger driving the baseline right side. Couldn't get it. Ball was tipped away. A rebound pulled down by Madison Lytle. Madison Lytle into forecourt. At the top of the key, off to Osborne on the left elbow. Handling it is Maddie Osborne, now inside the paint, back to the top of the circle again to Madison. Madison finds Emily, dribbles out, bounce pass right side. Emily, jump shot, baseline right side, off the rim, rolls around, doesn't go, and the rebound comes down to HTRS. Lillian Bowen dribbles into forecourt, off to the right side to Duerberger, around to J. Lee McNeely for three from the left wing, up and off, no good. Rebound to Madison Lytle. Madison down court, pushes the basketball to the top of the circle. Off to the left wing, again handling it is Osborne in the corner. To the top of the key, right side of the baseline, moving toward the basket. A whistle and a foul is going to be called against HTRS. We'll see here. The foul is going to be called on Laramie Glonhart, her first personal, team foul number one on the Titans. It'll be Pawnee City's basketball on the baseline, right side of their own basket. Lytle inbounds it to Ottersburg. She goes up with a shot that's partially blocked. The ball blocked away under there by Ashton Bredemeyer. One out of bounds. Touch last by Bredemeyer. It'll be Pawnee City's basketball. Inbounding it. Madison Lytle right side. Into the corner. With it, Lytle on the dribble. Works toward the baseline. Got in under the basket. Got trapped. Kicks it back to the corner. Here's a long three on the way by Mallory Brannick. That one was long. Over the top and the rebound down to Jaylee McNeely. McNeely will bring it down court herself for HTRS. Right side, Avery Duerberger driving baseline, jump shot, Duerberger just short off the rim. Rebound, Bowen comes up with the basketball in traffic, a cross-court pass finds McNeely. Back into Ottersburg again, moves toward the hoop, top of the circle. Ball fought for, whistle and a jump ball will be called. Possession arrow, I believe, stays with HTRS. Substitutes in now for the Titans, checking into the ballgame. Ellie Bastandig checks in. Also, Jalen Bowling comes into the ballgame. Jaylee McNeely will set down, and Ashton Bredemeyer will take a break. Inbound into the corner it goes, up to the top of the circle. Lillian Bowen, here's a shot for three from the corner. Right side doesn't go. Rebound, follow shot, put back up and good. On the follow shot on the baseline for HTRS, they got it to drop. With the basketball for the Indians in the corner, down the baseline, right side under the basket. Brannick, turnaround, shot off the glass, up and off, no good. Couldn't get it to fall. That basket a minute ago there for Pawnee City was Lillian Bowen that got that two-pointer. We're tied at two apiece. At the top of the circle, Glonhart to the left elbow. Jalen Bowling lobs into Glonhart in traffic. Back to the top of the key. Dribbling to the right side is Lillian Bowen. Bowen holds the ball at the top of the circle. Tries to work against the man-to-man defense. Can't get inside the paint. The pass comes back to Bowen in the corner. Handling it now at the top of the key is Bastandig. A whistle on the baseline as Ellie took the basketball toward the hoop. Foul is going to be called on Mallory Brannick. On Brannick, it'll be her first personal, team foul number one on Pawnee City. 5:14 to play first period. We're all tied at two apiece. In the corner right side, Avery Duerberger around the horn, top of the key, comes to Bowling on the left wing. Now Duerberger, jump shot, baseline right side, in and out off the back of the rim. Whistle, we're going to have a foul called, I believe, on Laramie Glonhart. If we do, that's Laramie's second personal. Second team foul now on the Titans, and that's two on Laramie. So, the basketball goes back to Pawnee City with 5:03 to play here. In the first period, we're all tied at two apiece. Indians with the basketball, Madison Lytle to the left elbow. Goes over to Maddie Osborne with the ball. Here's a shot from the corner for three that's up and off, no good by Brannick. And the rebound comes down to Lillian Bowman. Bowman, the freshman, 5'6", pushes the ball down court. Top of the key to the left side, Bowling. Inside the paint, turnaround shot, up and good. Put in by Ellie Bastandig, the freshman. Ellie with her first 2 points of the ball game, and HTRS goes up 4-2 with 4.5 minutes to play here in the first quarter. On the right side for the Indians is Emily Weigel. Out to Osborne for three off the rim. No, tipped around. It's going to be touched last by Pawnee City. HTRS will have the basketball. They'll inbound it on the baseline under the Pawnee City basket. Tossing it in is Bowen. Here come the Lady Titans on the attack. Jaylee McNeely is back into the ballgame. Puts a pass over to Deerberger. Driving baseline right side. Shot is put up and off. No good by Bastani. And the rebound comes down to Madison Lytle. Madison Lytle down court. Looks to Emily on the right wing. Emily Lytle now feeds it inside to Brannick. Ball tipped away by Bastani. Grabbed up by Deerberger. Down to Jaylee McNeely. McNeely pushes it down court for HTRS against Brannick. Driving layup. McNeely got it to fall. The basket will count, and she will be fouled. Jaylee McNeely got the basket and drew the foul. The foul is going to be on Mallory Brannick. That's Brannick's second personal. Team foul number two. So Jaylee McNeely, the 5'5 junior, got the bucket to fall. Now she's at the line for the and one. Jaylee McNeely, the reigning Richardson County Queen. I had the privilege this summer of crowning her as County Fair Queen. Jaylee McNeely's free throw is up. Off the rim doesn't go. From the right side, here's a long two that's up. That shot launched over there by Bowen. Won't fall, and the rebound down to Brannick. Brannick out left pass to Madison Lytle. Madison Lytle comes to Emily Lytle on the right wing. Back to Madison in traffic. Madison tries to back inside the paint. Feeds Emily, driving lay-in up and good. Madison Lytle feeding Emily Lytle. And Emily got the lay-in. She has all four of Pawnee City's points. It's 6-4, HTRS on top. Right side with the ball is Jaylen Bowling. Jaylen Bowling clears the pass to Ashton Bredemeyer between the rings. Finds Bowen on the right elbow now. Again, it comes to Jaylee McNeely. McNeely, it feeds to the left side. A long three is put up. Off, no good by Ashton Bredemeyer. The rebound to Pawnee City. Emily Lytle down court with the basketball. 6-4, your score. Titans up by two with 2:54 to go here in the first quarter. Brannick for three from the corner. Got it. Nice looking three-pointer. Mallory Brannick, well behind the line, put that one up. And that makes it 7-6. Pawnee City back up by one now. There's a steal by Emily Lytle on the baseline. Good defense there by Emily as she came up with the basketball. Lytle to the left elbow. Osborne feeds into Brannick at the free throw line. Emily Lytle around to Madison Lytle. Madison Lytle driving, laying up. Oh, couldn't get it. Here's a try for a follow shot. Put back up by Brannick. It won't go. The ball is tipped away off of Brannick, and it'll go to HTRS. Here's Avery Deerberger back into the lineup now for HTRS. Back in for Pawnee City. Logan Maloney, the 5'7 sophomore, making her first appearance of the evening in the game. Maloney in for Pawnee City. Here's Deerberger with a jump shot right side. Won't go. Avery's getting some nice looks on that baseline right side, just not able to get the ball to fall. Rebound to Pawnee City, and Madison Lytle will push it up the court. Lytle into the corner. They feed it deep in the baseline, moving toward the hoop. There's a shot up that's blocked away out of bounds. Launching that shot for the Indians was Kennedy Smoots down there in the corner. Smoots put that shot up, and it went out of bounds. Touched by HTRS. Pawnee will have the basketball. Inbound to Lytle. A three is up and off, no good. Rebound brought down by HTRS's Ashton Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer, down court pass to Jaylen Bowling. Feeds Deerberger in the corner, baseline right side, Deerberger. Oh, nice pass. Deerberger fed it inside to Bastandig, but she couldn't finish with a turnaround shot. 7-6, our score. Pawnee City up by one with a minute and a half to go here in the first quarter. Lytle in the paint, driving lay-in up and off, no good. A battle for the rebound, a whistle, and a foul is going to be called on the Indians. Foul is going to be on Madison Lytle. On Lytle, her first team foul, number three on the Indians. Okay, checking in for HTRS now. Into the contest comes Lillian Bowen. Bowen comes in to replace Ellie Bastandig. A minute 23 to play, first quarter, 7-6, Pawnee City. Up by one. Here's Jaylee McNeely driving lay-in off the glass. No. Rebound, Mallory Brannick. Brannick gets the outlet pass. Flips it out to Madison Lytle, and she'll bring it up and set the offense once again for the Indians. Off to Emily Lytle, right side. To Madison in the paint. Madison Lytle shot up, off, no good. Rebound, follow shot, put back. It won't go. And the rebound brought down by Bredemeyer. Ashton Kaylee McNeely. McNeely, left elbow. Jalen Bowling handles the ball around the horn. Avery Deerberger, right side. There's a three for McNeely from the right corner. It was in and out of there. Rebound, follow shot, put back up and good. Put in by Lilly and Bowen. Bowen's got 4 points now, and it's 8-7. HTRS back up by one in a seesaw contest. 30 seconds to play here in the first quarter. At the top of the key, Madison Lytle. Pass to Emily Lytle. To Madison in the paint. Madison goes up with a shot. Got fouled. She'll be at the line to shoot two shots. Lytle will be shooting two. We'll see who they tag for the foul here for HTRS. Foul is going to be called on Ashton Bredemeyer. Her first team foul, number three. Lytle at the free throw line. Madison Lytle, first free throw is up and off. No good. She'll get another attempt here. Well, now, wait a minute. Let's check that. That may be Logan Maloli at the line, I believe. I thought it was Lytle. It's Maloli at the line who just checked in, the sophomore. Maloli has a second free throw coming. This one is off also. Couldn't get it to fall. Maloli open two from the line. And it remains 8-7. Titans up by one with 17 seconds to play. HCRS may play for one here. Avery Deerberger's in the corner on the right side to Bredemeyer. Lob pass into traffic. Ball tipped away. Goes out of bounds. Touch last by Pawnee City. 7 seconds to play in the quarter. Back into the lineup for the Indians comes Maddie Osborne, the 5'8 freshman. Osborne replaces Logan Maloli, the sophomore. Inbound pass with 7 seconds to go. Deerberger has the ball in the right wing. Into the corner, right side, Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer has it knocked away. Now we're down to 1.3 seconds to go. It'll be Pawnee City's basketball in backcourt. They need to have somebody come up to inbound the ball. 1.3 seconds to go. 8-7. Titans up by one. Here's the inbound pass. Time for a desperation long court shot. Not far off. After one quarter, it's HTRS 8, Pawnee City 7. We're back in 1 minute on KTNC.
Community Medical Center in Falls City is having an on-campus blood drive on Tuesday, January the 17th. Stop by the Max Rathman Conference Room between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. You can make an appointment by visiting redcrossblood.org and enter CMCFC. Or call Linda at 402-245-6704. Let's save some lives. The Community Medical Center on-campus blood drive, Tuesday, January 17th, between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. at the Max Rathman Conference.
Poppy Realty and Fire Management is located in the old Falls City Journal building at 1810 Harlan Street. Brian Poppy, serving southeast Nebraska and northeast Kansas, is looking to expand your farmland. Or if you need to expand your ranch, call Brian Poppy. Poppy Realty also has homes for sale and does auctions. Call Brian Poppy today and let him help you get in the home or get the farmland you want. Poppy Realty in Falls City. Call 402-245-5808.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back inside HTRS High School. 8-7, our score after one quarter. The Titans leading the Pawnee City Indians here in girls basketball. Titans started out with just four players out there for a moment. Now they've got the fifth girl on the floor. We're ready to get underway. It'll be Pawnee City's basketball. The inbound pass comes into Madison Lytle to Emily Lytle on the right wing. Baseline in the corner. Honorsburg has it. Cameron Honorsburg back up to Emily Lytle. Madison Lytle in the paint, driving a little floater up off the front of the rim. Doesn't go, a whistle and a foul. And we're going to put Madison Lytle at the line. She'll be shooting two shots. Foul is going to be called on HTRS's Ashton Bredemeyer, her second personal team foul, number four. Madison Lytle at the line to shoot two. The first shot is up and off the rim, no. Pawnee City now 0-3 from the free throw line tonight. We'll have another shot coming here on the two-shot situation. Madison Lytle, 5'8 senior. Looks to the basket, launches the shot. This one is good. That one right down the middle, nothing but nylon. And it's 8-6 now, Pawnee City. Or 8, rather, they're all tied up at 8-8. Pawnee City and HTRS. This is Jay Lee McNeely with the basketball. To Deerberger on the right side. Avery Deerberger feeds down to Glodar. Laramie Glodar. Top of the key, back to Lillian Bowen. Driving the left side, Deerberger has the ball tipped away from her. In the ballgame now for Pawnee City is Pierce into the contest. Kara Pierce, she tipped that one away and knocked it out of bounds. Pierce, a 5'3 sophomore. Jaylee McNeely inbounds in the corner. Ball is deflected away, grabbed up by Ottersberg. Out of that pass, down court quickly to Lytle. Emily Lytle back up to Madison Lytle. Finds Emily on the right wing. Into Madison in the paint in traffic, driving, lay-in up and good. Madison Lytle with the lay-in. She's got 3 points now and is 10-8. Pawnee City back up by two with 7 minutes to go here in the first half. On the dribble is Lillian Bowen. Bowen picks up her dribble between the rings, feeds it underneath of Bastandic. Glodar comes to the left wing. Deerberger back to Glodar for the lay-in. Couldn't get it to go. The nice feed from Deerberger in there, but couldn't get it to fall. Now we're going to have traveling going to be called on Madison Lytle. That'll turn the ball back over to HTRS. As we said, neither of these teams with stellar win-loss records. HTRS at 2-12, Pawnee City at 1-11. But that could mean it shapes up to be a competitive basketball game, and it has been thus far. It was 8-7 HTRS after one quarter. Now we're 10-8 with 6:39 to play here in the first half. We're going to have an offensive foul called on the Titans. Oh, that's on Glodar, and that's her third personal. And that's going to be costly for HTRS. Laramie Glodar, 5'8 sophomore, one of their primary ball handlers out at the top of the key, and she's down with three personal fouls there, and we're only a minute and a half into the second quarter. Madison Lytle to the left elbow. Emily Lytle, there's the ball tipped away and stolen. Bowen has it. One on three, fast break. Kara Pierce did a good job of getting back. Jaylee McNeely for three. No good. Rebound. Brennemeyer back up top and comes to McNeely. Top of the circle. They'll reset the offense. Lillian Bowen on the dribble. Pierce guards her. Whistle, we're going to have a foul called on Kara Pierce. On Pierce, that will be her first personal and team foul number four on the Indians of Pawnee City. 6:11 to go first half, 10-8. Pawnee City up by two. HTRS with the basketball. Lillian Bowen puts it inside Bastandic. Turn a shot off the glass, no. Rebound, Mallory Brannick. Brannick out left pass to Madison Lytle, and Lytle will bring the basketball up court. Madison Lytle to the right wing to Kara Pierce. Pierce just holds the ball a minute, now finds Emily Lytle between the rings at the top of the key. Emily Lytle penetrates to the free throw line, kicks it out to Pierce on the right wing. Now Brannick has the ball, driving baseline, right side is Brannick. They say she traveled with the basketball, it'll be another turnover, and give the ball back to HTRS. 5:45 to go here in the first half. 10-8 your score. Pawnee City up by two. Started a little bit early tonight. We tipped off around 10 till, so we're already down to 5.5 minutes to go in the first half. Bowen with the basketball. She'll be called for traveling. The girls have the habit of taking that little stutter step when they first catch the basketball, and these officials are not going to allow that. Timeout taken. Pawnee City with 5:30 to go in the first half. 10-8 our score. Indians up. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on KTNC.
SNC, Southeast Nebraska Communications, offers high-speed internet, voice, and Skinner TV. Having trouble? The SNC techs are on call 24/7, 365, providing service close to home, making our community a better place to work and live. SNC looks forward to serving your communication needs as your hometown people with hometown service. Southeast Nebraska Communications, online at simco.net.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Randy Gattulo back with you here at HTRS. Aaron Wisdom, our producer-engineer for tonight's presentation. High school basketball, a doubleheader for you. Girls game up now, followed by the boys' varsity contest. Pawnee City Indians in town tonight here in Humboldt, facing off with HTRS. Over on our sister station, Sunny 101.3, the Auburn Bulldogs are at the Rural Activity Center, scoring off with the Sacred Heart Irish. John Nixon has the call for you that one over on Sunny 101.3. Back to live action will be Pawnee City's basketball. Emily Lytle with the inbound pass to Madison Lytle. To the near side comes to Emily. Now Mallory Brannick in the corner. Madison Lytle, there's the ball tipped away. Nice steal coming up with the basketball. Lillian Bowen. Bowen gets knocked to the floor. No whistle. The ball went out of bounds. Touch last by Pawnee City. It'll be Titans basketball. HTRS will inbound it on the baseline under their own basket. Jaylen Bowling to toss it in. Bowling. Count is on. Gets it into the corner. Baseline right side. Comes right back with it now to Jaylen Bowling. Top of the key. Dribbling left wing. Avery Deerberger. Deerberger clears up to Jaylen Bowling. Deerberger for three from the corner left side over the top. Rebound. Follow shot. Put back up and good. On the put back was Lillian Bowen. Bowen just a freshman. And she's leading the Titans in scoring now. She has 6 points in the contest. There's a steal. Jaylen McNeely, two on two, fast break. McNeely in the paint, goes up with a shot. She was fouled. And we're going to have Jaylen McNeely at the free throw line where she'll be shooting two shots for HTRS. Foul is going to be on Pawnee City's Emily Lytle, her first personal. Team foul number five. Jaylen McNeely at the line. She's 0 for 1 from the line tonight. You're shooting 2. First one is up and good. Now 1 out of 2 from the line. Jaylee has 3 points. She hit a deuce back in the first quarter. Jaylee McNeely, second shot. It's on the way. Up and it's good also. Got them both. McNeely hits a pair. And it's 12 to 10 now. The Titans back up here. By two in the paint, turnaround shot up and off, no good. Put up by Mallory Branny. Branny couldn't get that one to fall. The other direction, Deerberger tried to feed it underneath to Bowen, couldn't get it there. Branny grabs the basketball, gives it up to Madison Lytle. Madison in the paint, to the right side to Emily. Lob pass into traffic, ball deflected away and stolen momentarily, then picked up loose follow shot. Branny can't get it. Coming out of there with the basketball was Ellie Mustandig, but a jump ball is called. She was tied up down there with Kennedy Smoots. And with 4:11 to go in the first half, the Titans are up by 2, 12-10. Pawnee City will have the basketball. Oh, check that. The Titans will have the basketball. Pawnee City lined up like they were going to play it in. And I believed them. Lily Bowen on the inbound pass. Into McNeely. Jaylee McNeely picks up her dribble, finds Bowen on the left elbow. Bowen penetrates inside the free throw circle, gives to Avery Deerberger right wing. Now trying to turn toward the bucket was only the standing, and she'll be fouled. That foul is going to go, I think, on Smoots. Kennedy Smoots, her first personal, team foul number 6. Next one will be shooting 1-1. Inbounding the pass, Jaylen Bowling all the way up top to Deerberger. Avery Deerberger, right side of the lane, got double teamed. She traveled with the basketball. Had a pair of defenders on her, and Avery just couldn't keep that pivot foot planted. And that'll turn the ball back over to the Indians. Pawnee City with a chance to tie it up here. Just under 4 minutes to go in the first half. Inside the paint, they put it into Madison Lytle. Ball stolen away. Good defense by Deerberger to make the steal over there. Then she got fouled. Foul's going to be on Pawnee City. Going to have to wait till they post this one. Foul's going to be on McClarnon, apparently. No, that's not right because she's not the ball game. We'll have to wait until they post it correctly here. At the free throw line will be Avery Deerberger. That foul. Okay. Free throw is up short off the front of the rim. Doesn't go. The foul was actually on Glador, I believe. All right, with the basketball, the free throw wouldn't fall. Here's a shot off the glass. It doesn't go. Rebound try for putback will go. Mustandy comes down with the rebound. McNeely down court with the basketball in the paint. McNeely goes up with a shot, a whistle, and a foul, and we'll put Jaylen McNeely to the free throw line where she'll be shooting two shots. We'll see who this one's on. Foul is going to be called on Logan Maloli. On Maloli, her first personal. Team foul number 8, shooting 1-1, or shooting 2 rather, is Jaylee McNeely. Off the back of the iron won't go. Jaylee's now hit 2 out of 4 from the free throw line on the night. She has 4 points in the ballgame. She'll have another shot here. This one is up, and it's good. She's now 3 for 5 from the line, has 5 points for the Titans. Pawnee City's basketball, Madison Lytle. Right side to Emily Lytle. Underneath into Smoot. Shot is up, no whistle, and a foul. That's Ottersberg under there. And Ottersberg got fouled as she tried to put the shot up on the baseline. The foul's going to be on Bastandi, her first personal. Team foul number 6. Ottersberg, Cameron Ottersberg, a 5'6 sophomore, shooting 2 shots. First one is up, off, no good. Cameron will have a second shot coming here. down to 3:15 to play in the first half. Ottersburg's second free throw is up. It's off also. Couldn't get a fall. And the rebound comes down to Jalen Bowling. Long down court pass. Deerberger jump shot right side. Couldn't get it. Avery's had some good looks on the baseline on the right side. Not able to get the ball to fall in the hole for her, though. Osborne back in the lineup now for Pawnee City. She started driving in the paint for the driving layup was Madison Lytle. She'll be fouled. Foul is going to be called on Bestending, her second personal. Team foul number 7. At the free throw line, Madison Lytle shooting 2 shots for the Indians. The first free throw is on the way up and good. Madison Lytle hit it. Pawnee City now 2 out of 7 from the free throw line. Second shot coming here for Madison Lytle, 5'8 senior, half the line. She takes aim, bends the knee, launches the shot. This one is short off the front of the rim. The ball is tipped around, but the rebound comes right back down to Madison Lytle. She gets it out to Emily. Now Madison in the corner right side to Kara Pierce at the free throw line. Feeds it back. Underneath, looking for Ottersburg. Driving, laying up off. No good. Follow shot will go. Blocked away partially there by Bowling, and then Bowling comes up with the rebound. Outlet pass to Ashton Brennemeyer. 2.5 minutes to go here in the first half. 13-11, a close ball game. Jaylee McNeely, left side of the lane. Beats the ball over to Lillian Bowen. Bowen tries to go in for a driving layup. I think she got fouled on the baseline. We're probably going to have Bowen at the line now to shoot 2 shots. Let's see who this one's on. Foul's going to be on Kara Pierce. On Pierce, her second personal. Team foul number 9. At the free throw line, Lillian Bowen shooting 2. The first one is up and got the roll. Boy, it took 2 or 3 bounces on the rim, but she got it to drop. Bowen leads all scorers in the game right now. The freshman has 7 points in the ballgame for HTRS. Kara Pierce comes out of the game. Kennedy Swoops checks back in. Second free throw for Bowen is up and off. No good. And the rebound comes down to Ottersburg. Ottersburg out left pass to Madison Lytle. Off to Emily. Emily almost had it go through her hands. Got the ball back. Into the corner, Madison. Madison Lytle driving baseline, left side of the basket. In the paint, forces a shot up and rolls off, won't go. Ottersburg rebound, try for follow shot, partially blocked. Then a whistle and a foul called on Pawnee City. The foul is going to be on Kennedy Smoots. That's her second personal. Team foul, number 10, so we're in the double bonus. We walk to the other end, and we'll put Lillian Bowen back at the line. She was there just a moment ago and hit 1 out of 2 from the line. Here she'll be shooting 2 shots for the Titans. 2:02 to play here in the first half, 14-11. Your score, the Titans up by 3. Lillian Bowen, the first of 2 free throws, is up and off. Another attempt coming for her. Don't forget, over on Sunny 101.3 tonight, the Auburn Bulldogs are in Fall City taking on the Sacred Heart Irish. That game over on Sunny 101.3. Second shot is up and good for Lillian Bowen. My buddy John Nixon has the call for you on that one. 2 minutes to go here in the first half. 15-11. Titans up by 4 in the paint. Pawnee City's basketball. To Emily Lytle. Around it comes on the left side. Maddie Osborne with the basketball. The freshman almost has it, her sophomore almost has it ripped away from her over there. Osborne gets it up to Lytle. Now Madison Lytle again will set it up. To the right side to Emily. Emily had it tipped away by Bowen momentarily. Madison comes up with it. Madison Lytle in the paint. Ball stolen away from her. Making the steal, Jalen Bowling. Jalen Bowling down court with the basketball. Wanted to take it all the way in, and Osborne put a stop to that. Maddie Osborne batted the ball down, and there was touch last by HTRS. Pawnee City gets the ball back. Osborne leaves the lineup. We'll see who checked in to replace her. Back into the game for Pawnee City, I believe. Is that Blecka across the way now, perhaps? All the way in the paint, driving lay-in. Lytle, follow shot, Smoots will go. Ball tipped out of there, grabbed up. On the fast break, here comes Deerberger. She holds up at the free throw line, gives it out to McNeely for 3. Off the rim, no good, and the rebound brought down by Lytle. Emily Lytle with the rebound, hands out to Madison Lytle. I just start calling Emily and Madison after a while. There's a long 3 from the corner left side that doesn't go. Pulling down the rebound, outlet pass to Deerberger. 45 seconds to go in the first half. Deerberger throws it back to the top of the key. Now back to Avery. Stolen away by Lytle. Lytle's got a couple of players out ahead of her. She's going to take it all the way in for the driving layup. Got it. Madison Lytle took it all the way in for the driving layup. Lytle now with 6 points in the ballgame. Makes it 15-13, a two-point contest with 25 seconds to go. HTRS probably going to play for one here. Jalen Bowling feeds underneath to Bowen, trying to get it back to Bowling. Oh, the ball stolen away by Pawnee City. Indians come up with it. Getting the steal there was Blecka. Navia Blecka, she's a sophomore. And it'll be Pawnee City's basketball. Mallory Brannick back into the lineup. She'll replace Kennedy Smoots for the Indians. 15 seconds to play in the first half. A chance for Pawnee City to possibly tie or take the lead. With the final bucket, they're down by 2-15-13. Madison Lytle top of the key with 10 seconds. With 9 into Lytle underneath. Rebound Brannick trying to go up with a shot. Couldn't get it. Madison Lytle wants to shoot the ball. Right side, they will get a shot off. There's the buzzer. And at the half, the HTRS Titans are leading the Pawnee City Indians. Our halftime score, HTRS 15 and Pawnee City 13. We'll take a two-minute timeout. Be back with the Highland Community College halftime scoring recap. That's coming up after this two-minute break on KTNC.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back. The sun won't always be shining, and some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is like a good, solid roof that you can trust to protect your biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit airtime.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. is operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact B. Harskin Agency at 402-269-3392 or 402-274-5368.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sized onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to HTRS High School. It's halftime. The Lady Titans leading the Lady Indians of Pawnee City, 15-13, our halftime score. Time now for the Highland Community College halftime scoring recap. Highland Community College, they're close to home and far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. Well, individual scoring for Pawnee City, Madison Lytle leads the way with 6 points. Emily Lytle has 4, and Mallory Brannick has 3 on a tray for Pawnee City's total of 13 points. From the free throw line, Pawnee City hit just 2 out of 8 from the charity stripe. For the HTRS Titans, they're led by Lillian Bowen. The freshman leads the way with 8 points. 5 points at halftime for Jaylee McNeely. And Ellie Bestanding, another freshman, added 2. From the charity stripe, the HTRS Titans hit 3 out of 7 from the free throw line. The foul situation, Laramie Glaudar sat out a lot of that first half. She has 3 personal fouls. No one else on either team has more than 2 fouls in the ballgame. We're going to take another two-minute timeout here, then we're going to check up on that local weather forecast. Everybody watching the weather right now to see what's going to happen to us tomorrow. We'll have the latest for you on that, another 2 minutes of information, and then we'll be back with third quarter action. You've been listening to the Highland Community College Halftime Scoring Recap. Highland Community College, they're close to home and far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. We'll be right back.
Sun Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice, education, business administration.
And pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also get free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
Hey Bart, here it is, a brand new year. What does Farm and City Supply have to offer in the new year?
Well, Duggar, first we'd like to offer our thanks to all of our patrons, past, present, and future. We look forward to continued successes for everybody, and we'd like to invite you into Farm and City Supply, where we've got the greatest selection of farm, hardware, clothing there is around.
You can find it, folks. It's on North 73 Highway, Farm and City Supply, Falls City, Nebraska.
This is your classic hit station, KTNC, Falls City. I'm weatherology meteorologist Ray Miller. A winter weather advisory goes into effect tonight. We'll see cloudy skies with a bit of rain mixing with snow as temperatures fall back to around 31 degrees and winds out of the northeast at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Rain mixing with a little bit of snow and sleet on Wednesday. Not much in the way of accumulation, but some slick spots here and there. High temperature around 38 with easterly winds at 15 to 30 miles an hour. Chance of rain and snow Wednesday night with a low temperature of 27 degrees and winds out of the north at 15 to 30 miles an hour. Thursday, cloudy with a high temperature around 34 degrees and northwest winds at up to 40 miles an hour. Friday, sunshine with a high temperature of 35 degrees. Saturday, cloudy, high of 38. Sunday, partly sunny, 39 degrees. Sunny Monday, high of 37. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Right now, it's 36.
Where does the money go when you invest with Frontier Bank? We'll show you. An ag loan goes to an area farmer to plant a crop. A commercial loan goes to a local merchant to expand their business and create new jobs. A mortgage goes to a young couple for their first home to help them raise a family. With Frontier Bank, your investment dollar stays right here in our local area. It's vital for the local economy. See us at frontbank.com. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC. An equal housing lender.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
DJ Kirtasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our eight-state territory. 2018 SNL P&C Group Direct Written Premium.
Ben's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Ben's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years. With several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Hi, it's Carolyn, Director of Surgery and Outpatient Clinics at Johnson County Hospital. Our community is a place where quality health care deserves to stay where it belongs, close to home. At Johnson County Hospital, we offer a wide range of specialty clinics as well as both robotic and total joint surgeries. Give us a call at 402-335-6372 to schedule an appointment with one of our specialists. And thank you for choosing Johnson County Hospital, where we are continuously looking to improve access to quality care for our community and surrounding areas.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
It's halftime here at HTRS at the half. The Lady Titans are leading the Pawnee City Lady Indians. Our halftime score, HTRS 15 and Pawnee City 13. Have a scoring update for you now from Fall City. In the games being heard tonight over on Sunny 101.3, the Sacred Heart Irish are leading the Auburn Lady Bulldogs 30-12. 30-12, your score. Sacred Heart up over Auburn in the girls' varsity contest being played at the Rowe Activity Center in Fall City. Again, we want to remind our listeners to tonight's game, HTRS fans, we will have the Titans on the air again this coming Thursday night, January 19th, when they travel to Tecumseh to take on Johnson County Central. I'll have the call for you on that one over on our sister station, Sunny 101.3, weather permitting. And then on Friday night, Pawnee City fans, you'll be interested to know that we'll have your games when you host the Sacred Heart Irish. Again, that will be on Sunny 101.3. Yours truly will be calling that. That's coming up this Friday night, January 20th. Those games Thursday and Friday, of course, dependent on our weather. Weather permitting, we'll have those games on the air for you. Just about set to move into second half action as the Titans and the Indians both looking for a rare win in their record here, with the Titans at 2-12 and the Indians at 1-11 on the season. Right now, the Titans with a 3-point advantage. Be interesting to watch Laramie Gladar with 3 personal fouls. She's a very integral part of this offense for HTRS Titans, and she missed most of the second quarter in foul trouble. Back on the floor now with the original 5 starters for both teams. Inbounding the pass, it'll be Titans basketball. They toss it into Jaylee McNeely. McNeely at the top of the key to the right side to Avery Deerberger, down to Gladar in the corner right side. Top of the circle, back up to Ashton Bredemeyer. Here's a 3. McNeely got it. Jaylee McNeely hit the 3 from over in the corner on the left side. McNeely sunk that one, and now she's got 8 points. HTRS with a steal. Avery Deerberger comes up with the basketball. She brings it down court, looks and gives it to Bredemeyer at the top of the key. Ashton Bredemeyer back out to McNeely, left wing. McNeely hit a 3 from out there just a moment ago. Looking for the cutter through the paint. Deerberger driving, laying up, got it. Avery Deerberger with her first 2 points. She had a couple of good looks back in the first half that just wouldn't fall for her. She got the driving layup there. And suddenly, 20-13, biggest lead of the game for either team here. Titans up by 7. Indians need a basket. Brandy in the traffic. Shot is up off the paint. No. Rebound, Deerberger. Deerberger will bring the ball down court herself. Now works it back between the rings at the top of the free throw circle. Picked up by Osborne defensively. Into Deerberger, driving lay-in up, off, no good. Whistle and a foul on Emily Lytle. Lytle will be called for her second personal. Team foul number 1 now on the Pawnee City Indians. Avery Deerberger at the free throw line. This will be her first attempt from the charity stripe. Shooting 2, the first one is up and good. The 5'7 junior has 3 points now. They've all come here early on in this quarter. Here's Kara Pierce back on the floor for Pawnee City. Pierce in replacing Maddie Osbert. Deerberger, second shot is up and good also. She got them both. Deerberger now with 4 points, all of them here in this period. 22-13, suddenly a 9-point lead here for the Titans. They jumped out. Pawnee City's basketball, Kara Pierce. Bounce pass left side. Brannick for 3, short off the rim. Rebound Gladar. Gladar's got Deerberger out ahead of her, driving late. Couldn't get it, but she's fouled. Avery Deerberger will be right back at the free throw line. Foul's going to be on Kara Pierce. On Pierce, her third personal, team foul number 2. Deerberger just went 2 for 2 moments ago. She finds herself back at the line. Once again, shooting 2 shots. This one is up and good. Avery now 3 out of 3 from the line. She picked up 5 real quick points here in the opening minute or so of this third quarter. Avery Deerberger ready for her second free throw attempt. It's on the way. This one is just short. Tipped by Gladar, grabbed up by Bredemeyer. They give it to Jaylee McNeely, driving floater, got her own rebound, follow shot, put back up and good. Jaylee McNeely just stayed with it. She's in double figures, has 10 points. Timeout taken. Pawnee City with 6:18 to go in the third quarter. The Titans up by 12 very quickly, 25-13. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 7 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Randy Gatula back with you here at HTRS. 6 minutes, 18 seconds to play in the third quarter. Boy, the Titans came out here on fire. They led 15-13 at halftime. They reeled off 10 straight points, 10 unanswered points to start this third quarter, and now they lead by 12, 25-13. Coach Tim Cluck wanted to take time out and talk to his girls. Here come the Indians now on the attack. In the corner, Ottersberg with the basketball up to Pierce. Top of the key, Emily Lytle off to Madison Lytle, right side. Madison Lytle finds Pierce, left elbow, inside to Pierce. She's in traffic, has the ball knocked away and stolen. Jalen Bowling comes up with it. Here come the Titans on the attack now, offensively. To the right wing. Into Glodar. Glodar tried to feed it underneath to Bowen. Lillian Bowen, an impressive little ball player here. 5'6 freshman. Gets a start tonight. She had 8 points in the first half alone for HTRS. This is Madison Lytle on the dribble to Kara Pierce, right wing between the rings. Emily Lytle finds Madison. She dribbles inside the paint, has the ball knocked away out of bounds off of Madison. It'll belong to HTRS. They'll inbound it. Glodar will inbound to Jaylee McNeely. McNeely gets the inbound pass and she'll bring it up court. McNeely on the dribble across the timeline into forecourt, top of the circle, right wing. Deerberger, pass stolen away. Madison Lytle. Lytle on the fast break, driving layup, couldn't get it. Ball tipped around, the rebound comes down to Glodar. Laramie Glodar will push it back the other way now for HTRS. Sets the offense to the left side. McNeely for three, too long, off the glass, no good. Rebound pulled down by Madison Lytle. Fast break the other way under the basket. Oh, great job of getting the ball under the bucket there to Emily Lytle. And Emily laid it in. She's got 6 points, and that's the first 2 points of the second half now for Pawnee City. There's a ball tipped away out of bounds. Looks like we're going to put Deerberger back to the line. Foul's going to be on Kara Pierce. On Pierce, that is her fourth personal. Avery Deerberger will be at the line. She's 3 out of 4 from the line tonight. Has 5 points. This shot is up and good. Deerberger now 4 for 5 from the free throw line. Smoots back into the lineup. Also Maloli, Logan Maloli, the sophomore. I believe this is Logan's birthday today, they tell me. Logan Maloli's birthday. They were wearing birthday party hats. Is that what it is? I think so. I saw it on Facebook. That's why I know it's a birthday. With the basketball right side, try for a shot put up by Deerberger. No. Rebound tipped away. Deerberger gets a steal. McNeely goes around the defender in the paint. Jump shot from 8 feet up and good. Nice move there by Jaylee McNeely. McNeely went around the defenders and moved to the glass and dropped it in. 28-15. A lead of 13. Here's a shot up by Madison Lytle that doesn't go. Smoots rebound. Follow shot put back again. Can't get it. Whistle on a foul, and we're going to put Kennedy Smoots at the free throw line. She'll be shooting 2 shots. The foul is going to be on Ellie Bestandig. On Bestandig, her third personal, team foul number 1 on the Titans. Kennedy Smoots, a 5'9 senior at the line, has not scored tonight. Here she's shooting 2 shots for the Indians. The first of 2, the shot is on the way up. No, just wide to the left. Another attempt coming here. Subs back in for HTRS. Jalen Bowling checks back into the ball game, as does Ashton Brennemeyer. They'll check in. Smoots at the line, ready for her second free throw attempt. It's on the way up. This one is good. That's her first point of the night. And it's 28-16. The lead is back down to 12. HTRS led it momentarily there by 13 points. All right. Titans basketball in the corner. McNeely with it. Baseline right side in the paint. Kicks it back to the right side to Bowen. Bowen feeds it underneath. Shot is off the glass. No. That put up by Bestandig. Wouldn't go down. The rebound to Emily Lytle. Emily Lytle up to Madison Lytle, top of the key. Madison, right side of the lane, driving, floater, no, whistle and a foul. We'll put Madison Lytle back to the free throw line where she'll be shooting two shots. See who they put this one on. The officials conferring here to see who got the foul. Or they come to the table to share it with us. Foul is going to be called, looks like, on Brennemeyer. That'll be her third personal, team foul number two. At the free throw line, Lytle's free throw is on the way up and good. Madison Lytle got the free throw to fall. She has 7 points now in the ballgame. She's now 3 out of 5 from the charity stripe on the evening. Madison Lytle ready for her second free throw attempt. It's up and good also. Got them both. 8 points now for Lytle. Back to a 10-point lead. Pawnee City trying to close up here again. To Bowen in the corner right side. With it is Deerberger, Avery Deerberger. Lob pass inside Bestandig. She's in traffic, nowhere to go. A cross-court pass to the right side in the corner. Again to Bestandig. Shot is up off the glass. No, Smoots has the rebound. Smoots outlet pass. Gets it to Brannick, who hands up to Madison Lytle. She'll set the offense. Right wing Maloli with the basketball. Down to the corner, Smoots. Back to the top of the key. Almost losing the basketball there. Now it is tipped away. Chasing it back down in backcourt is Madison Lytle. Off to Emily Lytle, stolen away. Deerberger, fast break, driving layup. Deerberger, doesn't get it. Oh, the rebound brought down, goes out of bounds off of Pawnee City. Deerberger wishes she had that one back. She was in behind the defense, couldn't get the layup to fall. Going to have a timeout taken, HTRS. 3:04 to play, third period. A 10-point lead for the Titans, 28-18. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Student-athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the court. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seeds and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil type. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win on the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back to the Bruce State College Game of the Week. Tonight here on KTNC, we're in Humboldt, Nebraska, a girl-boy doubleheader. HTRS tonight entertaining the Pawnee City Indians. My name is Randy Gattulli, your play-by-play announcer. Aaron Wisdom is our producer-engineer back at the KTNC studios. The latest update we have from Fall City, the game being heard tonight over on Sunday 101.3, the Sacred Heart Irish girls leading Auburn at halftime, 30-12. Sacred Heart up by 18 points at halftime. Back to live action here. Inbound pass comes into Deerberger. Up to Jalen Bowling. McNeely for three. Nope. Rebound tipped around. Coming up with it. They put a pass underneath looking for Deerberger. Stolen away by Lytle. Emily Lytle kicks it to Madison Lytle, who takes it to the corner. Lost the handle on it. Stolen back the other direction by Bestandig. Now Jalen McNeely in the paint to the right wing. Deerberger had a ball tipped away from her. Knocked out of bounds by Smoots. It'll stay with HTRS. Lady Titans will play it in under their own basket. Jaylee McNeely will trigger the ball in on the right side under the backboard on her own baseline. McNeely into the corner. Right side on the elbow. Bestandig. Left wing. Bowens. There's Deerberger for three from the corner off the back of the iron. No, and the rebound to Madison Lytle. Madison Lytle down court. She'll set the offense herself here. Madison Lytle off to Emily Lytle on the right wing. Man-to-man defense. McNeely comes out to chase her. Trying for the steal there. There's Madison Lytle in the paint. Driving floater. Nope. And the rebound brought down by HTRS's Ellie Bestandig. These freshmen are playing well here. Now Deerberger looked for an open look. Couldn't find it. Across court. McNeely for three. Off the iron. No. Rebound Deerberger. There's Bowen from the right side for a long two that doesn't go. And the rebound brought down by Mallory Brannick. Brannick gets the defensive board and gives the outlet pass up to Lytle once again. Emily Lytle, right wing. Top of the key, across court pass. Madison Lytle holds the ball, looking for Smooch in the paint. Ball stolen away. Deerberger once again for the breakaway lay-in up. Couldn't get it. Deerberger, rebound, follow shot. McNeely is there. Jay Lee McNeely is having a ball game here. McNeely with 14 points now in the ball game for the Titans. He's got 9 of them here in this third quarter. 30-18. Here's a steal inside the paint. Coming up with the steal, Jalen Bowling. Driving, lay-in up. Bowen wouldn't go. That was Lillian Bowen, another freshman, seeing extensive action. Here's Lytle into forecourt. They reach in and foul her. It'll be Pawnee City's basketball on the baseline. Madison Lytle got fouled as she tried to dribble toward the baseline. The foul is going to be called on Jaylee McNeely. On McNeely, her first personal, team foul number 3. Avery Deerberger will take a break now for the Titans, and to replace her is Ashton Bredemeyer. Ball will belong to the Indians. Inbound to Madison Lytle. Here's Maddie Osborne back up off the bench, the freshman who started the ball game, getting ready to check back in. Baseline in the corner. Brannick with it. Top of the circle. That's Maloli to the right wing. Ball knocked away from Madison Lytle. It goes out of bounds off the foot of Ashton Bredemeyer. Here's Osborne back into the lineup, replacing Mallory Brannick now for Pawnee City. Also back into the game for Pawnee City is going to be Nevea Blecka. Blecka comes in and will replace, looks like Emily Lytle will take a breather. The shot up was blocked nicely by HTRS. Down court pass comes to McNeely with 34 seconds to play. McNeely feeds it inside for standing. Back to McNeely for 3. Got it! Oh, she did that one the hard way. Jaylee McNeely, her second 3 of the night. This one hit the rim, bounced straight up in the air, and then dropped back through the rim for her. Makes it a 15-point lead now, 33-18. HTRS on top. Indians desperately in need of a basket to close out this quarter. Madison Lytle at the free throw line. Bounce pass brings it out to Maloli. Jamie Maloli, top of the key. Again, Lytle around the horn. Lytle with a shot that's up and off. No good. After 3 quarters, it's HTRS 33, Pawnee City 18. We're back in 1 minute on KTNC.
Fall City native Hannah Seal is the newest doctor on staff, now seeing patients at Family Medicine Clinic. Dr. Seal's a Sacred Heart and University of Nebraska graduate, passionate about family medicine and building lifelong relationships with her patients. Dr. Seal has a particular passion for geriatrics and women's health and is now taking appointments at Family Medical Clinic. Call 402-245-4475 to set up an appointment with Dr. Seal in Fall City or learn more online at cmcfc.org.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Fall City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Fall City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, a big quarter there for the Lady Titans. The Lady Titans outscored Pawnee City 18-5 in that third period. Pawnee City managed only 1 field goal by Emily Lytle. They got their other 3 points on 3 of 4 shooting from the charity stripe. Meanwhile, Jaylee McNeely really heated things up. Jaylee scored 12 points in that third quarter. She now has 17 in the contest to lead all scorers. Hit a pair of threes. Last one, kind of an unorthodox looking 3, hit the back of the iron. It bounced straight up in the air, 6 or 8 feet straight up, and then fell right back through the hole for it for the 3. But when you mark it down in the book, it looks like it was a swish. When you put it down, it was a 3. 33-19 our score. I've been working with getting an extra point here all at once. Somehow they've added another point to the board that wasn't up there earlier. They made a change, and I've only got 18. Well, I'll have to go with what they've done to the book. All right, we're underway. Pawnee City's basketball on the baseline underneath. Shot is up and off, no good. Rebound, Laramie Gladar. Well, this has me puzzled. They put 19 points on the board. It was 18 at the end of the half, and I've got 18 in my scorebook. Somehow a point magically appeared for the Indians. Not sure where that came from. All right, here's a whistle and a foul at the free throw line. Jaylee McNeely, the foul, is going to be called on Navia Blecka. Blecka's first personal. McNeely at the line shooting two. The first one is up and good. Jaylee McNeely now with 18 points in the ballgame. The junior is having a big night. Second free throw is up. This one rims off and no good. She hit one out of two there. Makes it 34-19. Driving lay-in, Madison Lytle couldn't get it. The ball is tipped around on the floor and going to be grabbed up by Ashton Brennemeyer. Down court pass to Bowen in the corner. Bowen feeds up to Deerberger. Right back to Bowen it comes inside McNeely. McNeely's had the hot hand. She goes for the driving layup and got it. Jaylee McNeely's having a night to remember. I've got her with 20 points now in the contest for HTRS, the junior. Having quite a night here offensively with 20, and we still have 6:55 to go in the ballgame. With the basketball is McNeely. She comes up with a steal. Jaylee McNeely at the top of the key. Having a ball game tonight. To the left elbow. Her pass goes to Laramie Gladar. They feed it underneath. Deerberger driving, laying up and off. No good. The ball's going to go out of bounds off of Pawnee City's Smooch. Kennedy Smooch touched it last. Or no, check that. That wasn't Smooch. That was getting the ball knocked away from her was Navia Blecka. Now Smooch comes in to replace Blecka. Lob pass, top of the key, McNeely. Right now, she's the girl you want the ball in the hands of. She's had the hot hand tonight. Holding it is Gladar on the right wing. Laramie Gladar. Across to Bowen. Left side, Jaylen Bowen. Driving baseline under the basket. Deerberger, they say she stepped on the baseline. It'll be a turnover. And give the ball back once again to Pawnee City. Official timeout for a moment here while McNeely ties her shoe. Boys basketball coming up after this. It's a doubleheader tonight here on TTNC. Pawnee City's basketball, Emily Lytle in traffic. Turnaround shot, Honorsburg off the glass, got her own rebound. Follow shot, put back up and good. Nice job by Cameron Honorsburg getting her first 2 points of the night. The 5'6 sophomore stayed with it, got her own rebound and the putback. Under the basket, Bowen driving lay-in up off no good. Mallory Brannick has the rebound for Pawnee City. Brannick will bring the basketball down court herself at the top of the key. Inside to Emily Lytle. Shot is up and good. Give Brannick the assist. Emily Lytle with the basket on the baseline. Emily has 8 points now. 36-23. On the right wing. Handling the ball. Here's McNeely. McNeely, they try to knock it away from her. She clears it back to Bowen. Lillian Bowen, bounce pass to the top of the key to Jaylen Bowling. Now they find McNeely. She'll launch another three and got it! Oh, Jaylee McNeely is having herself a night. That's 23 points. She has three threes in the ballgame. 18 points have come here in the second half. There's a shot up off the glass. Won't go down for Branding. And the rebound to Jaylee McNeely. Well, that young lady won't forget this ball game. She's having a dandy here tonight. Her team up now, 39-23. HTRS with the lead. McNeely tried to put a pass back here to the corner to Lillian Bowen. Wide of the mark, it got away and went out of bounds. It'll go back over to Pawnee City. Indians need to find some offense and need to find it quickly here, trailing by 16 points now with 4:47 to go in the ball game. It'll be Pawnee City's basketball. Brannick will inbound it. Tosses in to Madison Lytle. Off to Emily Lytle. Emily Lytle. Left wing back to Madison. Spin move into paint. She had the ball tipped away and stolen by Laramie Gladar. Gladar with a steal. Laramie down court to the right side. Bowen finds Deerberger in the corner on the right side of the basket. Deerberger holds the ball a minute. Now back up to the top of the key to Jaylen Bowling. Titans might start thinking about slowing things down here a little bit. 4:20 to go with a 16-point lead, 39-23. There's really no sense of urgency here on offense, or at least there shouldn't be at this point. Deerberger in the paint, wants to go up with a shot that's blocked. Loose basketball grabbed up by Brannick. Brannick across the timeline to the left wing. Emily Lytle finds Madison Lytle. Madison goes around the defender. had it tipped away. The ball's loose. Here's a steal. Deerberger for another breakaway lay-in and couldn't get it. Rebound blocked away, and the follow shot was put up on the baseline by Lillian Bowen. Her shot's blocked away, and we're going to put, no, they're just going to say it was touched by Pawnee City. No foul. Inbounding it, McNeely on the baseline. Lobs it in to Gladar. McNeely from the corner for three. Off the rim, no. And rebound battle for, coming up with it, is Brannick. Brannick's done a good job on the defensive boards, pulling him down for Pawnee City. Here's Brannick's down court pass. She was looking under the basket for Maddie Osborne. Ball got away, went out of bounds. It's going to stay with the Titans now. Substitute in for HDRS, Maddie Bredemeyer, 5'3 freshman, Maddie Bredemeyer in the ballgame. She'll come in to replace Avery Deerberger with 3:34 to go. 39-23, it's a 16-point lead. Inbound pass is tipped around. It went out of bounds, and it went off the foot. Let's see what they're going to say. Off the foot of the Titans, it'll save the Pawnee City. Mallory Brannick will inbound it. Brannick into Madison Lytle. Off to Emily Lytle, right wing. Emily feeds into the corner. Deep baseline right side, Maloli. There's a shot up and good. Oh, what a nice move on the right side of the basket there by Emily Lytle. She's in double figures and has 10 points. 39-25. Here's a three from the right wing that's up and off. No good. Rebound, follow shot. Gladar puts it up and good. Laramie Gladar with her first 2 points of the ballgame. And she sat out a lot of that first half in foul trouble. Uncharacteristically absent from the scoring column until right there for Laramie Gladar. 41-25. The lead is 16, under 3 minutes to play here. Don't forget, boys varsity basketball coming up after this one. Madison Lytle finds Emily Lytle, top of the circle. To the near side, Maloli with the ball. There's a long three from the right side that's short off the front of the rim, put up by Brannick. Rebound, Gladar. Out left pass, down court they come with it. Bowen on the right side, underneath McNeely in traffic. McNeely, oh, missed a bunny under there. She was that close to having 25 points tonight. Daly McNeely smiling as she looks over to the bench after that bunny got away from her. She'll come to the bench with a big smile on her face. Jaylee McNeely leaves the contest. I'll add him up again here. Yes, 23 points tonight for Jaylee McNeely for the HCRS Titans. 41-25, HCRS on top. We're down to 2:15 to go in the ballgame. A cross-court pass stolen. Avery Deerberger decided she's not going to take it in this time. She's had several of those steals and not had any luck on the layups. She just held it off. Now to Gladar for the driving layup. Up and good. Laramie Gladar with her second bucket. Timeout taken by the HCRS Titans with 2:01 to go here in the ballgame. 43-25, our score. Is it just a... I guess they're going to take a timeout just to sub and then keep going. I was going to break away here for a minute, but it doesn't look like there's going to be a stoppage in play. They just called a timeout to get some subs in the ballgame. We'll try and ID who's all on the floor here now for the Titans. Schaefer Cumrow is on the floor right now, as is Maddie Bredemeyer. Maddie Bredemeyer with the steal. Gives it up to Ellie Bestandig. Bestandig into forecourt. Kendi McFarland is in. Here's a three from the right wing put up by Cumrow. Off doesn't go. Rebound McFarland with the basketball. Jalen Bowling in the paint. Top of the circle with the basketball. Jalen Bowling feeds it underneath. Bestandig got into traffic. Here's a three from the corner left side. Off the rim. Maddie Bredemeyer doesn't get it. Bestandig with the rebound. She'll be tied up. No, the ball is loose. Pawnee City comes out of there with it. Indians basketball. Down court, Madison Fender in on the floor now. Fender with a pass to the right side. Long three from the corner put up. That one won't drop. That shot, I think, was put up by Dietrich. Got a whistle and a tie-up. Down to 107 to go. Down to the ballgame, Libby standing for checks into the lineup. Libby, a 5'5 senior. Libby Standiford comes in to replace Jalen Bowling. Inbounding the pass, Ellie Bestandig on the baseline left side. Lobs underneath, under the basket, down court. Ball tipped away, fast break. Breakaway for the lay-in, off the glass, up and off, no good. Oh, put up by Cumrow, couldn't get it to fall. Rebound pulled down by Maddie Brennemeyer. Now a reach-in slapping foul here on Pawnee City on Blecka. That's her second personal, not yet into the one-and-one. That's only the 15th foul. Titans basketball. Maddie Brennemeyer to inbound it on the baseline. Bounce pass into the corner. Ball stolen away by the Indians. Coming up with the steal. Madeline Gatuma. Madeline Gatuma on the dribble. Gatuma spin around. Collision. He'll be caught with traveling. And that'll turn the ball back over to the Titans. 48 seconds to play. 43-25. Libby Standiford with a long shot off the rim. Couldn't get it from the left side. Rebound brought down Schaefer Cumrell with the ball. Again, it goes to Standiford. The ball will get away and go out of bounds. And it'll be Pawnee City basketball. Oh, wait a minute. The official's going to say it was tipped. And they'll give the ball back to the Titans with 37 seconds to go here. 43-25. Waiting for the inbound to Standiford in the corner. Libby Standiford with a long three. The top, no good. Rebound fought for. Pawnee City comes down with it. Gatula on the dribble. Gatula gives it off to the right side. Ball just saved from going out of bounds. Into forecourt. There's a try for a shot that's up. From the corner right side. Off, no good. Tipped around. Smooth follow shot. Can't get it. Whistle and a foul underneath the basket. Going to be called on HTRS on Schaefer Cumrell. Cumrell called for the personal with 16 seconds to play. At the free throw line will be Kennedy Schmutz. She is one out of two from the line tonight, has 1 point. Sure, stay tuned for our post-game scoring recap. Let you know how your favorite player did tonight. First free throw is up and good for Kennedy. She'll get another attempt here. She's now two out of three from the line. 43-26 your score. Titans up with 15 seconds to play. Kennedy Smith's second free throw is up, and it is good also. Got them both. She hit three out of four tonight. Down court, the Titans with the basketball. They throw it away out of bounds. Got away over there for Maddie Brennemeyer, and they give it right back to Pawnee City. Madeline Gatula will inbound it. 5'3 sophomore Gatula inbounds the pass. Almost has it tipped away from Madison Fender. Fender has the ball. Now it's stolen. Gatula tips it back and makes a steal. Madeline Gatula comes up with a steal, but then they say the Gatula stepped on the baseline, and that'll give it back to the Titans. 3.7 seconds to go here. Waiting for the inbound pass. They put it into Standiford. Shot is up. It's good. Wait a minute. Did it fall or not? The official comes to the scorer's table. We're going to shoot two. The ball didn't go in. So shooting two will be Libby Standiford, the senior, shooting two free throws. That one was so close to dropping and she couldn't get it to fall. First one is up and just short. She'll have another attempt coming here. The foul, incidentally, was on Blecka, her third personal. 1.8 seconds to go. Libby Standiford at the line. Free throw is up. It'll be just short. And it'll be Pawnee City's ball on the baseline. All the Indians need to do is inbound it. And that'll be our ball game. Inbound to Madeline Gatula. She'll try and launch a half-court shot that won't go. Your final score tonight, HTRS 43 and the Pawnee City Indians 27. 43-27 is your final. We'll take a two-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with the Highland Community College post-game scoring recap. That's coming up here on KTNC.
SNC, Southeast Nebraska Communications, offers high-speed internet, voice, and Skinner TV. Having trouble? The SNC techs are on call 24/7, 365, providing service close to home, making our community a better place to work and live. SNC looks forward to serving your communication needs as your hometown people with hometown service. Southeast Nebraska Communications, online at simco.net.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem and Dawson can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back. The sun won't always be shining, and some rain is going to fall. A American Family Insurance is like a good solid roof that you can trust to protect your biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit AmTrak.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S&I, its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact B. Harskin Agency at 402-269-3392 or 402-274-5368.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sized onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back to HCRS High School. Our final score tonight, the HCRS Lady Titans defeating the Pawnee City Indians, 43-27, your final. Time now for the Highland Community College postgame scoring recap. Highland Community College, they're close to home and far from debt. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. All right, individual scoring, first of all, for the Pawnee City Indians. They were led tonight by Emily Lytle. She had 10 points. Madison Lytle right behind with 8. 3 for Mallory Brannick, 3 for Kennedy Smoots, and 2 points for Cameron Ottersborg, for their total of 27. From the free throw line in the second half, the Pawnee City Indians hit 5 out of 6. They ended up 7 of 14 from the free throw line. For the HCRS Titans, a big night tonight for J. Lee McNeely. The junior finished with 23 points in the contest, including 3 three-pointers and 4 out of 7 from the free throw line for her total of 23. Adding 8 points tonight was Lillian Bowen, a freshman, 6 points for Avery Gerberger. Laramie Glodar had 4 there in the fourth quarter, and Allie Bastandi finished with 2 for their total of 43. From the free throw line in the second half, HCRS 5 of 9. They ended up 8 out of 16 from the charity stripe. With the win, the Titans improved their record to 3-12. Pawnee City Indians now fall to 1-12. 43-27, your final score. We're having parents' night tonight here, so it's going to be an extended break between the games. We want to alert Aaron Wisdom, our producer-engineer. We're going to be sending it back to the studio for an extended period of time before we're back for the boys' game because they're doing all the parents' night festivities. Then they'll have a 20-minute warm-up. So we'll be back in around 20 minutes or so with the second half of our basketball doubleheader, the boys' game coming up between Pawnee City and HTRS. We'll check here very quickly. After three quarters back in Fall City, the Sacred Heart girls are leading the Auburn girls 41-28. That game going on right now over on Sunny 101.3. So right now we're going to send it back to Aaron Wisdom at the KTNC studios. We'll be back in around 20 minutes with the second half of our doubleheader right here on KTNC.